concerns have been raised for the welfare of sheep in this weather. And to tell me more, I'm joined by Tom Dunn, who's the chairman of the Irish Sheep Shearers Association. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Maren. How are you?
I'm good. Come here. What's wrong with sheep? What's happening?
This year is the strangest year I can ever remember. Like, we went from winter straight to summer.
Mm-hmm.
And from 13 weeks ago to 2 foot of snow to the hottest weather I think this country has ever witnessed.
Yeah, for a prolonged period of time. So when this weather was here, the snow, obviously the sheep, they needed their coats to keep them warm and all that kind of stuff. And now I'm assuming that you need to get those coats off as quickly as you possibly can.
Yeah, it's time now to have them off, all right. There's a lot of sheep in the lowlands done, but still in the hills, there's thousands of sheep still coming down off the mountains, still to be shorter. And with a shortage of shearers, like, it's getting harder and harder to get them all done in time.
So this is the issue. We've got a shortage of sheep shearers in Ireland. How has that happened? Like, has it been okay in previous years, or is this just because of the heat and we need to get it done so quickly?
No, it's because it's more so the country is flying again. The boom is back, or the tiger. Most young people now have jobs, and they're not going to give up their jobs for a couple of weeks to go shearing. The job might be there when they go back, you know. So
was that what was happening before? That during the recession, there were people around who were available to give up a few weeks of their time to shear sheep?
Yeah, there was more and more shearers that time, yeah. But now, like, there's lads plastering, block laying, there's every trade that can be there. You know what I mean? They're working and working away.
So to be a sheep shearer, is there not like a, do you not have to have like some serious qualification to do this? Or is it something that someone can go, oh, I can do it as a part-time job for 2 weeks?
You can do it for a part-time job, or you can do it all year round. In this country, like, we have shear for about 2 months, you know what I mean, with time the yow starts and then the shear the yow lambs. But, like, after that, people go to Scotland, New Zealand, Australia and enjoy the sunshine and, you know, all year round. But, like, anyone can shear. Like, we're the Irish Sheep Shearing Association is doing courses, all, you know what I mean, most of two times a week, or... And anyone interested in doing them, just they could contact Hazel Crowe on the Irish Sheep Shearer on Facebook, or Eileen Coffey, our secretary, that we're willing to newcomers and advanced shearers. Like, everyone is learning the whole time. So
you're saying that I could, you know, give you a call or get in contact online, and in how long does the course take? In a couple of days, I could be a sheep shearer?
You could, definitely could, yes.
Well, this is brand new information. I can see my producer, Pamela Blake, your eyes just lit up. Are you going
to... I'd love to try that.
Actually, Merrim, this weekend, we have a big weekend this year. And, like, we're starting off with a speed shear in Waterville in County Kerry. And then on Sunday, that's on Saturday, and then on Sunday in the top of Coombe, which is the highest pub in Ireland there, and there's sheep shearing competition there. And it's qualifications for the World Championships next year in France, so this team will be decided on Sunday. So,
because sheep shearing, it is a serious business. I know I've watched the championships before online with people from New Zealand, Ireland. As you mentioned, it's happening in France, the UK. Like, this can be serious business for some people.
Like, in the southern hemisphere, sheep shearing is counted as a sport. You can walk into any bookies and back on any shearer. You know, if you think they're going to win the event in delay, they're trying to get it into the Olympics in the southern hemisphere, but in the northern hemisphere, they're not recognising it as a sport yet.
They're trying to get it into the Olympics. Do we have good sheep shearers in Ireland?
I wouldn't say good. We have the best sheep shearers in Ireland.
Excuse me. I like the way you corrected me there, Tom. Fair play to you. So you've got a lot going on this weekend, and people can obviously go to the championships in Waterville, County Kerry, top of the Coombe, the highest pub in Ireland, and check that out. But also, you kind of want to let people know that you too can be a sheep shearer and do this.
Oh, like, anyone can. Like, men and women. Like, we've some great women shearers here in the country as well. So.
Yeah.
Like, anyone can turn their hand to it. Like, it's hard work. Once they're willing to do, like, long hours, hard work, and it's a great lifestyle.
How much can you get paid? Say if someone was available to do, you know, 2 days a week for the next 5 weeks. How much could they get paid over a weekend?
Well, it all depends how many you do. Like, on average, a shearer will get €2 a head, you know, per sheep.
Gotcha.
So it all depends how many you can do. Like...
It's a great
any young shearer starting off can do, you know, around 60 to 100 a day. And then our top shearer in the country, Ivan Scott, holds the world record. He done 867 lambs in 9 hours. So you're from one extreme to the other.
What? Okay, I think that's something that I might have to build up to. Pam, you can't do that straight away, all right? You'd have to build up to that. That is a phenomenal amount. My God. Listen, Tom, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I know that we're at critical mass here because we need to make sure that these sheep are okay. They're still coming down from the mountains. They need to get those blooming coats off. So we're going to put something up on our todayfm.com to let people know how they can get in contact with you. And best of luck this weekend.
And thanks very much, Mary.
Thank you so much. God bless them, because when they're coming down from the mountains, they must be absolutely boiling, looking for streams, trying to get themselves sorted with water. So if it's something that you'd be interested in, and I'm not joking when Tom said that anyone can do it over a 2-day course, it's the ISSA, the Irish Sheep Shearers Association. My producer, Pamela Blake, your face lit up.
Well, I already did the lambing, so I'm an experienced lammer.